listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's look at how sometimes we have to look at the other side of the coin. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 18, verse 1, where we read this. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "Your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood." It isn't going out on a limb to say that Moses and Aaron, especially Aaron, were given lots of privilege. In a dramatic and miraculous way, God demonstrated that they were his leaders over the whole nation of Israel. When Korah, his assistants, and 250 sympathetic leaders challenged the authority of Moses and Aaron, God came out against the challengers in a big way. The earth opened up and swallowed Korah and his assistants. Fire came down from heaven and consumed the 250 leaders who were sympathetic to Korah. Since then, more than one leader has hoped that God would do the same to their challengers. But if that wasn't enough, God then wanted the whole nation to know that Moses and Aaron were legitimate leaders. He didn't want the accusations of Korah to just kind of hang in the air. So God called a representative from each tribe to present a rod, a large walking stick, a symbol of authority. They set the 12 rods in the tabernacle overnight, and in the morning, only the rod of Aaron had miraculously sprouted, budded, grown leaves, and borne fruit. God put his stamp of authority on Aaron in a big, big way. So, right about this time, when Aaron might be flying really high because of all that privilege, you know, he might be thinking, "I'm God's leader and everyone knows it. Everyone is plenty afraid to challenge my authority." You could say that God popped Aaron's bubble with the words of Numbers chapter 18, verse 1. God told Aaron that he would bear the iniquity of both the sanctuary and the priesthood. The priests, that is Aaron, his sons, and their descendants, shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary and the priesthood. They were accountable to God. You could say that this is the other side of Aaron's prerogative as the chosen priest of God, as demonstrated with the budding of the rod in Numbers 17. Moses and Aaron had authority from God, but they also had accountability. Friends, God never gives authority without accountability. The two always go together. If God gives somebody headship and expects others to submit to them in his order, God also has a special accountability for that person. In our sinful nature, we all tend to want authority without accountability, but God never arranges it that way. This is true on all levels of God-given authority, in the home, in the workplace, in the nation, in the church. When God gives greater authority, he also gives greater accountability. We can imagine that the proud bubble inside Aaron's head popped. It's great to be confirmed as God's chosen leader in front of the whole nation. And it's even better to have the confirmation be so dramatic and miraculous. But here, Aaron was reminded that leadership isn't about authority and privilege. It's about accountability and service. There was no place for Aaron to say, "I'm above accountability because I'm God's leader." Instead, Aaron had a greater accountability, a special accountability, a divine accountability, because he was God's appointed leader. This idea of accountability is a needed word for those who aspire to larger responsibilities, especially in Christian ministry. Let God bring the larger responsibility, for he knows when you are ready for the greater accountability. Remember what Charles Spurgeon said, quoting him here, Preachers need not seek for larger spheres. Let them be faithful in those which they now occupy. A brother said to me, I cannot do much with 100 hearers. And I replied, you will find it hard work to give in good account for even 100 people. Finally, God gives each one of us some measure of authority and some responsibility. Are we using them well? This is a word for every one of us, not for a few exalted leaders. Our prayer needs to be something like this. Lord, whatever responsibility or authority you give to me, show me that I have accountability according to the same measure. You can ask God to show that to you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.